Now, the court leader, Barnes St. Mary, was an ancient court leet which had its Saxon in origin times. The court leet was of a judicial nature. I think they used to call it casting bars. If you were innocent, if you were a thief, you could have a trial by whatever it was, and you would pick up a hot iron bar, and if you could walk 12 paces and put it down within a week, if your hand showed signs of healing, you were innocent. If it showed signs of festering and all sorts of things, then you'd probably have your hand lobbed off and thrown in the dungeon or hung or something of that nature. Anyway, this court leet, over the years, eventually lost its powers. But come the time of the English Civil War, the court leet completely lost its powers, lost any authority whatsoever. But after the English Civil War, or during the English Civil War, the Royalists tried to get up to the city walls. And the Mayor of Gloucester and the Governor of the city, called Edward Massey, decided no way could these Royalists get up to the walls. So all the buildings outside the ancient noble cathedral city of Gloucester, they were razed to the ground. Now, don't forget, in them days, the buildings were probably old Tudor and medieval buildings with daub and wattle, big stout timbers all held together with little pegs. Pegs are knocked out. Take the timbers of the city. They were used for reinforcing parts of the walls that had fallen into disrepair. And certain buildings, the windows and doors were boarded up and filled with rubble. There was no way the Royalists had any cover from the south and from Barton Street. Well, after the Civil War, as we all know, that Charles I lost his head. Then we had the Commonwealth period and Oliver Cromwell. When Cromwell died, his son took over, but he wasn't very, very interested. He was placed in this position. Well, it all crumbled, and the king's son was invited back to the city, or back to the United Kingdom. Well, a few years later, he went on a royal tour, a reconciliation sort of tour. And when he came to the city of Gloucester, where they had a marvellous party on a cross room, they filled the Scriven's conduit with red wine. Everybody was getting thoroughly smashed and had a great time. But he also presented the city with a case to put the sword in. And on the case, it's got a picture in relief, with his finger wagging. So when the Mayor of Gloucester's sword carrier parades round on Gloucester Day on any civic occasion, as he holds a sword in the air, and he looks at the scabbard, it's got a picture of him saying, "I am forgotten you, not down in Gloucester, what you did to my old man." So anyway, the court leader, Barton St. Mary, at that time was probably a glorified drinking club, and very, very upset when they found out that the area outside the Civil War, outside the city during the Civil War, was being stripped of its rights and its representation. They decided to form their own mock court leader, Barton St. Mary, and have a mock mayor. Now, obviously, this old court leet did a lot of dressing up before the Civil War and throughout history, and they had lots of revels. And this was a very popular move with all the local people. So every year, about Gloucester Day, and about the same time as the Barton Fair, they would get their mock mayor, and they would parade him up and down Barton Street, up to the city gates, and poke fun at the city. I have no record of the mock mayors of Barton, however, being received by the modern by the mayors of Gloucester in this period in history. But the mock mayors as we know him today, for the past, we thought it was 25 years, it's 27 years, have been received by the mayors of Gloucester. when they exchange gifts. So that, basically speaking, is the sort of potted history of how the Mayors of Barnet come about and how I got involved with the Mayor of Barton and the Olympus Theatre.